First of all, congratulations on Sense and Sensibility. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're playing a character that, you know, obviously has been played many, many times before, but how have you approached this in as an actor?
Well, I watched everybody else and I stole all their best bits.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, it's impossible not to be aware of the fact that, you know, this has been adapted several times before and there have been great performances associated with it. You know that going into it, but you really have to try to let that go. You can't, I don't think, let that get into your head too much about how will I stack up against, you know, all these other people who have done this part. I think we were all able on this film to kind of understand we're doing our version. We're adding to the canon of Jane Austen adaptations, but we're doing our own version of it. And I would say I prepared for it by, well, reading the novel. I was also listening to an audiobook adaptation of the novel at the same time as I was reading it. I mean, not at the same time, literally, but on the same days. And also I rewatched the 95 Emma Thompson Ang Lee version. So I had, you know, different adaptations sort of swirling around in my head at the same time, which kind of was helpful for me in a way to distill sort of, yeah, because they're all taking different parts of the book. No movie can give the whole breadth and depth of a novel, but I was able to pull kind of what made sense to me about Edward and about the tone of the relationship between Edward and Eleanor. And I did like watching Hugh Grant and maybe bring a bit of him into my performance. Although I'd say in that movie, he's like a lot more solemn. He's not so the Hugh Grant that we know from his later romantic comedies. I brought in a little bit of his later awkwardness, let's say.
Well, I think your performance is really exceptional. I mean, you make it look easy, but it isn't easy.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, there's like a lot. The character isn't as straightforward as some people might even remember him as, you know, like there's some duplicity there a little bit, you know, he's hiding a secret. And so it's not black and white. And it's in those gray zones, I guess, gray areas that we can have a lot of fun as actors.
How much does costuming inform your character?
Oh, so much, you know, really. You put on those kinds of costumes and it's like the work is almost done for you already. Mm-hmm. I think the costuming team did an incredible job on this film. They built such beautiful costumes for all of us. Everyone looked stunning. And yeah, when you put on that kind of outfit, it makes you stand differently, you know, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't feel like yourself anymore. Like this isn't, you don't slouch in an outfit like this, you know, you stand up straight. And it really, I think, informed my performance and pretty much everybody's performance. We talked about it on set. Like, doesn't this make you feel different just wearing this? It's so different from our day to day, you know? And it really does a lot of the work in terms of putting yourself imaginatively in that time period.
You know, and not to mention the sets that you're, you know, happy to play in front of as well.
Yeah, exactly. We were in some gorgeous locations and grand spaces that combined with the costume. It's so, you feel really immersed in that world.
Well, why do you think people keep coming back to Jane Austen?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think she writes about people's, you know, interior lives in a way that is timeless. It feels so truthful, although the specifics of you know, the marriage game are different now. What was happening in people's hearts and minds is very much the same, and she was so perceptive in that writing. And I think also she was one of the first novelists to put, you know, women's emotional interior lives front and center. And that's, you know, that was groundbreaking to the point where we still go back to her. You know, she wrote six novels, I want to say, in her life. And there's just a kind of wealth of wisdom and of humanity in those books. You know, it's just like a well that we keep going back to.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of the language that is spoken to is, you know, it's a lost art to speak that way.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, absolutely. And it's a pleasure to get to hear it spoken out loud or to read to yourself and to kind of fall into the rhythm of that kind of speech. Absolutely.
You've been fortunate enough to play George Kirk in Star Trek.
Yeah.
There's only one other actor that's played George, and that was Shatner.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Kind of a crazy shoes to step into it. Yeah. Although he only ever played him dead on the ground.
No. Do you ever go to the conventions and sign autographs and meet with fans?
I've started to, yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's such a, the fandom there is wonderful. So supportive, so excited. And so, you know, Star Trek means so much to them. I have a supporting role, but I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I've been a aeronautical engineer for 35 years. And the reason I got into that was Star Trek. You know, it changed my life.
I've never heard of a convention for Rain, you know, but there must be.
There have been. Yeah, I have been to a couple of Rain conventions in Paris, of all places.
Wonderful.
But I think that, you know, lately the fandoms have sort of, like, Star Trek is kind of the original, like, hardcore fandom. But lately people have realized, like, if we all bond over this show, like, let's make a community out of it, you know, whatever the show is. And so, yeah, there's conventions now for all sorts of things, just conventions for Hallmark movies.
Certainly. What do you think audiences are going to take away from this brand new version?
I honestly think that they're going to love it. It's really, although it's an adaptation and it's only an hour and a half long, it's got to really, you know, condense things. To my mind, it really captures the essence of the characters, their interactions, their dilemmas, you know, and because Hallmark wanted to both honor the original and also honor their own brand of storytelling. I think it's a lovely, you know, sort of inspirational version, hopeful and joyful version of the story that doesn't sacrifice the, you know, the heartbreak and the unease that comes in it as well. But I think it's lovely. And I think the fact that, you know, it's a Austin, I keep looking over here because that's where my Austin books are on the shelf.
they're right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and I think that the fact that we can do a faithful Austin adaptation, but they can also put front and center Black actors, Black British actors, is, I think, wonderful. And there's no reason why we can't do that. We should be, you know, it should be something that's been done a long time ago. But I think the openness now to see historical pieces, but with a modern understanding of, like, the beautiful diversity of our countries. Like, that's just, it just makes sense to me that we should be making more of these. And I was so glad to be a part of that. Like, you know, for me as a white Canadian guy to be a part of this cast of wonderful Black British actors telling a classic British story, a classic universal story now, I felt super lucky to be a part of that.
Yeah. And we're lucky as an audience to watch you do it. This is a terrific adaptation. In our final seconds we have, what's up next for you? What do you got on the plate?
Yeah, well, currently filming the third season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And I'm super excited about that. Have no idea when it might come out. It takes a long time to turn that show into a finished product because of all the cool special effects. But I'm very happy to be back on that. And I will have another Hallmark movie coming out, not sure when exactly, but pretty soon. And that's going to be a real treat too, a real special one.
Well, we'll be looking forward to all of that. I'm a huge fan of Strange New Worlds.
Great.
The cast you have is just dynamite.
Yeah.
It's great meeting you and talking with you, and
you
all
too.
The best.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tony. Take care.
You too. Take care.